what happens if the message is more important than the production? The message is so much more important than the production. What if I just acted as if the message was the most important thing? I'm officially the pastor of the Fourth Church of the Holy Goldfish. It's a joke that keeps on giving, but it really is about taking responsibility for your own spiritual journey. And I thought, I'll just admit to what it is. It's going to be a raggedy podcast, and I'm not going to probably do production and a whole lot of editing. And so there'll be background noise and technical difficulties. But at the core of what my work is about is, how do we connect with our heart and with our passions and do the healing work so that we can live differently in a way that feels loving and life embracing? And that's important to me. And that's something I'm passionate about. Like many things that have started in my life, I decided to do a thing called the Holy Goldfish Commentary. It will be a raggedy podcast production. I hope you'll come along the journey. Who knows where it'll take me? Sometimes small things in the course of my day are like everything. And today was one of those days. I am on this wild countdown to my 50th birthday. I'm almost to the day, 18 months away from that celebration time. And there's some changes I want to make. There's some fitness goals and there's some life goals that I want to reach. And it's an arbitrary day, but I thought, that's 18 months. That's a slow, steady time frame that I have to make some changes that I think will increase the quality of my life. And some of those changes as it relates to my fitness are things like starting a regimented workout plan. Now I'm on a farm and there's always physical activity, from shoveling mulch, shoveling compost, moving things, digging things, building things. There's a lot of physical activity in that, but I thought I'll start something really intentional, an intentional exercise plan. And because I want to pace myself, earlier this week I found a 10-minute, because again, pacing myself, full body workout. Well, let me just tell you, it worked me out. And I went to bed yesterday going, oh my gosh, my body just hurts. I forgot that the day before yesterday, I had done some heavy lifting and moving some things around. And so that probably contributed, that plus the lack of fitness, that the work would then cause my body to feel that way. And today was no different. I had activities on my schedule that were physical, that required heavy lifting and lots of it. I had paced myself, so I was working at a smooth and calm pace, but nonetheless, heavy lifting, things that had to be moved from one end of the farm to the other, and the only way to get it moved was to move it. And as I got done this evening, I was walking through and kind of admiring the work and the progress that I was making in reorganizing one of the spaces here. And I looked up on the shelf, and what I found was an almost new massager. Now, that may not seem important to a lot of people, but it was one of those purchases that I made probably 2 or 3 years ago. It was one of those stands at the Sam's Club where there's a representative and they're putting a hard sale on you. And it probably was one of those weeks where I realized this would be a good thing. And I think the selling point, if I remember correctly, was that it has a charger, a power cord that you can plug into your power adapter in your car. We used to call them cigarette lighters. I think they're accessory plugs now. But I thought, that looks like the vision. well as life would have it, especially my life of self-care, which has been lacking, to say the least. I saw this on the shelf. And in that instant, it was everything. Because this was not just a little massage pillow. It had the massage jets that move, and you can tell it to go counterclockwise or clockwise. It had the heat option and the vibration option. And I sat here kind of jokingly, because this thing is hardly used. And then I realized, kind of like a reminder, one of those simple things that I believe in magic. And this massage pillow contraption is magic for me today. For those that might be Christians, I'll translate: miracles. What you need, showing up when you need it. I'm 2 or 3 days into this body ache, and this was everything today. But then I started thinking that I believe in magic often. I just believe that God and the whole universe are responsible for making the things that I need show up. And today was the reminder of how much I enjoy magic that happens in my life. Today it was a massage pillow. I'll wake up tomorrow and see what the magic is in store for me tomorrow. Thanks for letting me share my commentary on life with you today. If you'd like to interact with me, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook at Repioneering Church. I look forward to interacting with you soon.